Before listening to the sermon, read Luke 8.
And
the title of my sermon today is Getting Through the Storms in Your Life. Now, on Wednesdays, we're going to the Gospel of Luke.
We're
going to the Bible verse by verse. So, if you never come on Wednesdays, today you're going to get a taste of that, because this is where we left on of this Wednesday. امروز
یه مزه‌ای هست از چهارشنبه هامون. در حقیقت چهارشنبه همین جایی بود که دست کشیدیم.
We left off on verse 22 of Luke 8.
در لوقا فصل 8 بود که دست
کشیدیم. There we have the story of Jesus.
که عیسی مسیح رو داشتیم.
And his disciples being on a boat.
و شاگردانشون در اون قایق بودن.
And ending up in a storm.
و در طوفان قرار گرفتن.
Now what I want first to do is just go through the story with you.
اول میخوام داستان رو نگاه کنم.
And then afterwards go again to the story and draw spiritual lessons from it.
و بعد میخوام دوباره داستان رو با هم بخونیم و درس روحانی ازش یاد.
Start reading Luke 8 and read verses 22.
آیه 22 رو بخونیم.
Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went to a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake, and they launched forth.
روزی از روزها او با شاگردان خود به کشتی سوار شده به ایشان گفت به سوی آن کنار دریاچه عبور کنیم از کشتی را حرکت دادن.
Yeah, so Jesus goes into a boat and he instructs his disciples to bring him to the other side of the lake.
Now,
what lake are they crossing?
Let's
skip to verse 26. And they arrived at the country of Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee.
و به زمین جدریان که مقابل جلیل است رسیدند.
Yeah, so they're crossing the sea of Galilee.
دقیقاً دریای جلیلیه
رو رد می‌کنند. Sometimes called the Sea of Tiberias.
بعضی میگن دریای سیبریه.
Yeah, which is a sizable lake.
دریاچه بزرگیه، خیلی بزرگه، بیشتر شبیه دریا.
Today it's around 53 kilometers long and 13 wide.
53 کیلومتر درازیشه and
13 kilometers wide.
و 13 کیلومتر عرضشه.
This is a very big lake.
53 تاست و ارزش how many
53 times 13 yeah and it says his disciples launched forth so they followed Jesus
حرفش رو گوش کردن و وارد اون رودخونه شدن دریاچه شدن
verse 23
و آیه 23 رو بخونید
but as they sailed he fell asleep and there came down a storm of wind on the lake and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy
و چون می رفتند خواب او را در ربود که ناگاه طوفان باد بر دریاچه فرود آمد به حدی که کشتی از آب پر می شد و ایشان در خطر افتادند.
Yeah, so we see that Jesus falls asleep. Yeah, Jesus is tired.
Now,
why was he tired? Now go to Mark 4 for a moment. And read verses 35 and 36. And the same day, when the eve was come, he said unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships.
و در همان روز وقت شام به دیشان گفت به کناره دیگر عبور کنیم. پس چون آن گروه را رخصت دادند، او را همانطوری که در کشتی بود برداشتند و چند قایق دیگر نیز همراه او بود.
Yeah, so they send away the multitude.
Yeah,
because during that day, Jesus had been preaching, ministering to the multitude. Jesus was just tired. Yeah, he lived as a human being here on earth, being God in the flesh.
But
Jesus also got tired. Yeah, and then there came down a storm.
Yeah,
a storm of wind on the lake.
طوفان و باد زیادی بر اون دریاچه
دریا. The boat is starting to make water.
و بعد آب وارد قایق میشه.
And the situation becomes dangerous.
و شرایطشون خیلی خطرناک میشه.
Yeah, they probably set out and thinking it was an easy trip to go to the other side.
راحت این سفر از این شهر بریم به اون شهر و خیلی سریع میرسیم.
Many of the disciples were professional fishermen.
اکثر شاگردای عیسی مسیح حرفه‌ای ماهیگیر بودن، یعنی همشون قایق سواری بودن.
They've been on that lake all their lives.
کل زندگیشون تو اون دریاچه بزرگ شده.
But then this storm came.
اما این طوفان در اون دریاچه اتفاق افتاد.
If you're Mark 4, keep your finger there because we're going to go back there.
هستین اونو باز نگه دارین چون دوباره برمیگردیم.
It says and there arose a great storm of wind and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. What verse? Mark 4. Keep your fingers there because we're going to... 37.
37. که ناگاه طوفانی عظیم
که
ناگاه طوفانی عظیم
از باد پدید آمد و امواج بر کشتی می‌خورد چنان که پر شد.
Yeah, so it's a great storm of winds.
انقدر طوفانش و بادش زیاد بوده که کشتی پر آب شده بود.
Yeah, and they're making water to the point that it says the boat was now full.
پر شده بود.
Yeah, that means they were close to sinking.
یعنی در حقیقت داشتن غرق می‌شدن.
Now read verse 24 in Luke 8.
24 در لوقا فصل 8.
And they came to him and awoke him saying, "Master, master, we perish." Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water and they ceased and there was a calm.
پس نزد او آمده او را بیدار کرده گفتند ای استاد ای استاد هلاک می شویم. پس برخواسته باد و تلاطم آب را نهیب داد تا ساکن گشت و آرامی پدید آمد.
So at this point they decided to wake up Jesus.
به جایی رسیدن که عیسی را خواب بیدار میکنه.
They're clearly not in control of the situation anymore.
شرایطشون دیگه تحت کنترل نبوده. ترسیدن.
And they figure we need to ask Jesus. Master, master, we perish. Do something.
استاد نابود شدیم.
Now read also Mark 4.
مرقس فصل 4 آیه 38 رو بخونید.
And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish?
و او در عقب کشتی بر بالش خوابیده بود. پس او را بیدار کرده گفتند ای استاد آیا تو را باکی نیست که هلاک شویم؟
Yeah, so he's asleep on a pillow in the back of the boat.
While
the boat is making water. Perfectly at peace, not worried about anything. And the disciples sound almost offended. Master, master, don't you care that we're perishing?
Now,
if the professional fishermen are at a point that they say, we think we're going to perish,
و اگر ماهیگیرای حرفه‌ای به جایی برسن که برگردن فکر میکنن الان دارن نابود میشن.
It must have been bad.
پس خیلی بد بوده.
Jesus, don't you care?
عیسی مسیح اهمیت نمیدی؟
We're about to die.
الان داریم میمیریم.
The boat is full of water and you are sleeping.
کشتی ما پر آبه و تو خوابی؟
Yeah, and then Jesus arose.
عیسی بیدار میشه.
Rebuked the winds.
باد رو.
And the raging of the waters.
اعلام میکنه و اون طوفان رو دست میکشه.
And the seas and it was a calm.
و همه چی آروم میشه.
And in Mark 4:39, it says it was a great calm. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased and there was a great calm.
بلافاصله او برخواسته باد را نهیب داد به دریا گفت ساکن شو و خاموش باش که باد ساکن شده و آرامشی کامل پدید آمد.
So they go from almost perishing.
از نابودی کامل داره میره.
Yeah, the boat almost sinking.
قایقشون در حقیقت داره غرق میشه.
To a place where there's a great calm. Everything is fine.
آرامش کامل پدید میاد. نه یه ذره آرامش
now you can
کامل.
Skip stones on the water.
الان جوری که میتونی با سنگ روی آب بازی کنی به پر رو آب و موجی جاست.
Or still in the boat because it was still having a lot of water in it.
یا اینکه در حقیقت توی قایق هم میشد سنگ بازی کرد.
Yeah. Now read verse 25.
آیه 25. Look at it.
And they said unto them, "Where is your faith?" And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, "What manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and water, and they obey him."
پس ایشان گفت, "ایمان شما کجاست؟" ایشان ترسان و متعجب شده با یکدیگر میگفتند که این چطور آدمی است که بادها و آب را هم امر میفرماید اطاعت او میکنند.
Yeah, so Jesus tells them, like, where's your faith?
Why
were you afraid? Yeah, and of course now they're afraid for a different reason. Now they're afraid of Jesus. Because he just stilled the water. Yeah, what manner of man is this? Even the waters, the wind and the waters, not only the wind, also the waters.
این چطور آدمی است که بادها و آبها را هم امر می‌فرماید و از او اطاعت می‌کند.
The answer to that question is Jesus is the Son of God, God manifest in the flesh.
اینه که عیسی مسیح پسر خداست، خدایی که جسم پوشید.
Were they ever in real danger?
آیا واقعا تو خطر واقعی بودن یا نه؟
No, they were just following the Son of God.
نه، داشتن دنبال پسر
خداوند. What said to them, go to the other side.
که پسر خداوند بهشون گفته بود که از این ور رودخونه قرار به اون از این ور دریاچه قرار به اون ور دریاچه برسن.
They're in the will of God.
تر اینجا و امترین مکان زندگی در خواست خداوند بودن.
Yeah. Jesus being with them.
عیسی مسیح در کنارشون بود.
Yet all the circumstances around them had distracted them from that.
اما همه شرایط اطرافشون حواسشون رو پرت کرده بود که
کجا هستن.
Yeah,
the storm had made them believe that they were about طوفان
اطراف باعث شد که اونا ایمان بیارن که در حال نابودی هن.
But of course, Jesus being on the boat, they would have not have drowned on that lake.
عیسی مسیح در قایقشون بود و باید میدونستند با روی اون رو دریاچه نابود نخواهند شد در کنار خداوند. بعد از اینکه عیسی را خواب بیدار کردند، عیسی مسیح طوفان رو آروم میکنه.
And they will end up safely on the other side.
و خیلی با امنیت تمام به اون ور دریاچه میرسند.
It's a great story.
داستانی زیباست.
It's one that is very popular.
داستانی است که
it's always taught to children.
همیشه به بچهای کوچیک یاد میدن این داستان رو.
Communicates about who Jesus is.
بس اعلام میکنه که عیسی مسیح کیست و چی کار میکنه.
Yeah, Jesus is God. Jesus has his power to control
the weather. قدرت داره و قادر زمین و آسمان رو کنترل کنه. مریضان رو شفا بده.
Yeah, but there's much more to the story than
بیشتر از
just
این داستان
just learning about this historical fact that happened on that lake.
در مورد این داستان تاریخی که در اون رودخانه
Because this is actually a story about faith.
این داستان داستان ایمانه.
And it actually teaches us
به ما یاد میده
how to get through the storms in our lives.
چگونه از طوفان‌های زندگیمون بگذریم.
The Bible says that all scripture
کتاب مقدس میگه همه کلام خداوند
is profitable for us.
سودمند برای ما.
For doctrine
برای تدریس
to exhort, to rebuke
که بنا کنیم
teaching righteousness
و نیکوکاری
including this story
مخصوصا این داستان رو.
Yeah, you might not be physically on a boat
شاید الان جسمانی
being in a storm right now
توی قایق نباشی و تو طوفان نباشی
but in your life
اما تو زندگیتون
you have storms
طوفان دارین
things that are happening
اتفاقهای خواهد افتاد تو زندگیتون
tribulations
مشکلاتی که خواهد بود
and that's something that the Bible promises that we will have
خداوند قول داده که هممون خواهیم داشت
John 16:33 these things I've spoken unto you that in me ye might have peace In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
بدین چیزها با شما سخن گفتم که تا در من آرامش داشته باشید، در جهان بر شما زحمت خواهد شد، اما قوی دل باشید، من بر جهان غالب شدم.
Yeah, you shall have tribulation.
مصیبت و بلا خواهید داشت.
Life is going through storms.
زحمت خواهید داشت. زندگی پر از طوفانه.
Storms that even drive you to the point thinking I'm not going to make it.
شاید فکر کنی داری غرق میشی و دیگه نمیتونی ازش بیرون
بیای. That drive you to the point.
شاید به جایی برسی که فکر کنی.
Does God even see?
اصلا خدا منو میبینه؟
Does he even care?
اصلا برای من اهمیت داره؟
Yeah, go to 2 Timothy 3:12.
دوم تیموتائوس 3:12 رو باز کنید.
Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
و همه کسانی که میخواهند در مسیح عیسی به دینداری زیست کنند آزار خواهند دید.
You start living for Christ.
شما شروع کنین برای عیسی مسیح زندگی کنید. فرمانهای عیسی رو ادامه بدید.
Do what the Bible says.
کارهایی رو که کتاب مقدس گفته انجام بدید.
The promises.
خداوند
persecution will come your way.
مصیبت‌ها تو زندگیتون خواهد پیش خواهد آمد.
Now let's go over the story again.
داستان رو یه بار دیگه بخونیم.
And now let's start drawing some spiritual lessons in regards to the storms in our lives.
درسای کتاب مقدس یاد بگیریم که طوفان‌های زندگیمون رو چگونه
کار
کنیم.
To Luke 8 and read verses 22.
آیه 22 رو بخونیم.
Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples and he said unto them, Let us go over into the other side of the lake, and they launched forth.
روزی از روزها او با شاگردان خود به کشتی سوار شده به ایشان گفت به سوی آن کنار دریاچه عبور بکنید پس کشتی را حرکت دادند.
Now, first of all, whose idea was it to go to the other side?
نظر کی بوده که به اون سمت آب برن؟
The answer is Jesus.
عیسی مسیح.
Jesus gave the instruction to go and do this.
از این ور آب برین اون ور آب.
Jesus purposed them to go to the other side.
از این ور برین اون ور آب.
And the response is they launched forth.
جوابش اینه که رفتن.
They followed the lead of Jesus.
رهبری عیسی رو قبول کردن.
They did what he said.
و رفتن کاری که او گفته بود انجام دادن.
As a result of them obeying and doing what he said.
اطاعت کردن از خواست خداوند و کاری که عیسی انجام میده.
They're ending up in this storm.
افتادن
So God basically ordained them to be in that storm.
خداوند اجازه داد که اونها در این طوفان قرار بگیرن.
At the moment they decided to launch forth.
در اون لحظه‌ای که تصمیم گرفتن برن جلو.
That's a moment.
اون لحظه ایست که
that they would end up in that storm.
در اون طوفان افتادن.
God purposed them to be
خداوند
there.
خداوند هدفش این بود که اونها در اون طوفان باشن.
The disciples just did the right thing.
شاگردان کار درستی رو انجام دادن که رفتن.
Yeah. When God commanded them, they did.
خداوند فرمان داد و اونها این کار رو انجام دادن.
When God commands us to do certain things, that's what we should do.
ما هم باید همین کارو بکنیم.
Yeah, we read something in our Bibles.
یه آیه‌ای را کتاب.
We learn, we grow.
یاد می‌گیریم، رشد می‌کنیم در کلام خداوند.
We apply it to our lives. We start doing it.
زندگیمون عملش می‌کنیم در زندگی.
Yeah, we launch forth.
جلو پیش می‌ریم.
And start to do whatever God is telling us to do.
و شروع می‌کنیم اون کاری رو که خداوند ازمون خواسته انجام بدیم.
And then when the storm comes,
ما وقتی تو
because it will come,
که خواهد آمد,
we should remember
یادمون باشه,
who purposed us to be in that storm.
در اون طوفان کی ما رو فرستاد؟
Yeah, whose lead we are following.
کی رهبریمون کرد که تا به اون طوفان رسیدیم؟
Because we are just doing God's will. We are in His will.
خواست خداوند رو داریم انجام میدیم و در خواست او داریم
قدم برمیداریم. Go to Matthew
8, فصل 8,
which is also in parallel passage to Luke 8.
که همون داستان در لوقا 8 همون داستان رو میگه.
Now listen to how it's phrased there. Now, when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side.
چون عیسی جمعیتی بسیار دور خود دید، فرمان داد تا به کناره دیگر روند.
Yeah, it says here, he commands.
فرمان داد.
Yeah, the disciples to depart to the other side.
بهشون گفت که برین اون برا.
It was not a suggestion.
پیشنهاد نداد.
Yeah,
maybe
if you like, you could consider going to the other side.
اگه دلت خواست برو اون ور آب.
It says he gave the commandment.
میگه نه فرمان داد که برید.
This is the will of God.
برو این خواست خداونده.
Okay. I'm in the storm because I follow Jesus.
من تو طوفانم چون دنبال عیسی مسیح اومدم.
But I'm still in the storm.
اما هنوز تو طوفانم.
How does that help me?
چجوری این طوفان به من کمک
میکنه؟ Go to Romans 8:28.
رومیان 8:28.
Romans 8:28.
8:28.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that work who are the called according to his purpose.
و می‌دانیم برای آنانی که خدا را دوست می‌دارند و به حسب اراده او خوانده شده‌اند همه چیزها برای خیریت ایشان با هم در کار است.
Yeah, and loving God means doing his commandments.
خداوند رو دوست داشتن یعنی فرمان خداوند رو انجام دادنه. کلام خداوند میگه که من رو دوست دارید از فرمان من اطاعت کنید.
If you're walking according to the will of God,
اگر در راه خداوند قدم برمیدارید,
and then when you find yourself in a storm,
وقتی خودتون رو در اون طوفان پیدا
you can know,
میدونید و میتونید مطمئن باشید,
that all things work together for good.
که همه چیزها برای نیکویی و خیریت شما.
So if you're in a storm right now,
اگر امروز تو طوفان زندگیتون هستید,
and you have strived to walk rightly before God,
و هدفت از اول این بوده که در راه خداوند قدم برداری,
yeah, you know that you're in the place that God wants you to be.
میدونی که امروز در مکانی هستی که خداوند تو رو قرار داده.
Your purpose was to be in that storm.
و هدفت زندگیت این بوده که امروز در اون
You know that good will come out of this in the end.
از این طوفان چیزهای نیکو بلند.
Even if you can't see it.
حتی اگر آخر این طوفان رو شما نمی‌بینید.
You must learn to trust the purpose that God has for your life.
اطمینان کنین به هدف خداوند برای زندگیتون.
Because he was the one who sent you into the storm.
خداوند کسی بوده که شما رو در اون طوفان فرستاده.
Go to Psalm.
مزمور.
Go to Psalm 37:23.
مزمور 37:23.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way.
اگر خداوند راه کسی رو خوش بدارد گامهایش را استوار می‌سازد.
Yeah, if you walk rightly before God, if you
اگر راه درست خدا را قدم بردارید,
you're following his commandments,
فرمان خدا را اطاعت کنید,
then it says your steps are ordered.
میگه قدماتو
God guides you.
خداوند رهبریت میکنه.
Yeah, the guarantee is we will have storms in our life.
تضمین شده است که هممون زحمت‌ها و طوفان‌ها رو تو زندگیمون خواهیم داشت.
But if we are following him, we know that the storms we are in,
میدونیم این طوفانی که توش هستیم,
are ordained by God for you to be in.
خداوند قرار داده و برای خدا و هدف خدا.
Yeah, they are not a surprise to God.
سورپرایزی برای خدا نیست. تعجبی برای خدا نیست که ای وای چرا طوفان شد.
All things work together for good for them that love God.
To
them that are called according to his purpose.
Yeah,
you're on the right path. You're following him. Not a path without trouble.
نه مسیر به مشکل.
But the right path.
مسیر درست.
Read Psalm 19.
مزمور 119:105.
Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
105.
کلام تو برای پاهای من چراغ و برای راه من نور است.
Yeah, you are following the word of God. You are letting the Bible help you go forward in life. It's a light into your path. So when you do that, and you find yourself in a storm, realize
that
God wants you to be in that storm.
Know
that you are in the right place. Even if the storm hits, you must start to trust His purpose for you. So how do you get through the storms of your life?
Now,
realizing that God has purposed you to go to some of those storms. Yeah, learn to trust Him. And then halfway through, yeah, when you go through storms, when things are falling apart, and you might start thinking, was this a good idea to go this direction, to obey God in this? You need to exercise that faith and keep going, not giving up, trusting that you'll come through it and God will come out of it.
روز از این ور به اون ور رودخانه خواهد بود و کامل خواهید شد.
When you start following God, when you start
وقتی دنبال خداوند میرید,
working for God,
وقتی برای خدا خدمت میکنید,
sometimes things get worse first.
بعضی وقتا شرایط سخت‌تر میشه.
Before they get better.
قبل از اینکه بهتر شه.
Let me give you an example of that from the Bible.
بذارید مثالی رو بهتون
بگم. Go to the book of Exodus.
کتاب خروج.
And there we have the story of Moses and Aaron.
داستان موسا و هارون.
And of course, God had sent Moses and Aaron to set the Israelites free from their enslavement in Egypt.
بردگیشون در مصر.
So Moses and Aaron go give this message to the people, to the elders. Now read Exodus 4. Verse 29 till 31. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spake all the words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed. And when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped.
و اما خداوند به هارون گفت برای دیدار موسی به صحرا برو. پس روانه شد و در کوه خدا با موسی دیدار کرد و از او پرسید و او را بوسید. آنگاه موسی همانچه خداوند او گفته بود به هارون باز گفت و او را از همه آیاتی که به فرمان خدا میبایست به ظهور آورد آگاهانی. پس موسی و هارون رفتند و همه مشایخ بنی اسرائیل را گرد آوردند.
31.
و هارون هر آنچه را خداوند به موسی گفته بود و آنان باز گفت آیات را در نظر قوم ظاهر کرد و قوم ایمان آوردند. ایشان چون شنیدند خداوند به بنی اسرائیل روی نموده و تیر روزی ایشان را دیده است هم شده سجده کردند.
Yeah, so everybody's excited.
همه هیجان زدند.
They're worshiping God.
همه خدا را دارن.
God has been looking after them. They're going to be set free.
قرار آزاد بشن.
Yeah, this is what they're going to do.
کاری است که قرار انجام بدن.
So Moses and Aaron go to Pharaoh.
میرن به سمت فرعون.
Representing the Israelites.
و به سمت اسرائیلی ها میرن.
Doing the will of God.
اسرائیل به خواست خداوند رو انجام میدن.
And they tell him, God said, let my people go. Now, what was the response of Pharaoh? Did they say, he said, yes, you can go.
آره بریم.
He said, no, that's not what the response was.
جواب این نبوده.
And he says, who is the God of Israel that I should obey him? Here's what I will do. I will make you work harder. Because apparently you have too much time on your hands to think about these things. And of course, their workload was increased.
کارشون چند برابر شد.
They couldn't match their quotas anymore.
دیگه نمیتونستن به کارشون برسن.
The same leaders were just excited and now punished because they are not doing enough work.
زوغ زده بودن الان مجازات شدن چون درست کار نمیکردن.
Things just got worse.
همه چیز بدتر شد. بهتر نشد.
Go to Exodus 5.
خروج 5.
And read verses 21 to 23.
آیه
21 to 23. And they said unto them, the Lord look upon you and judge, because ye have made our savior to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh and the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us. And Moses returned to the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil and treated this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he had done evil to this people. Neither hast thou delivered thy people at all.
پس به آنها گفتند خداوند در شما بنگرد و داوری کند شما ما را بوی ناخوش در مشام فرعون و در یار و در یارانش ساخت شمشیری به دست آن بهشان دادید تا ما را بکشند موسی نزد خداوند بازگشت گفت خداوند را چرا بر این مردم بدی روا داشتی و برای چه مرا فرستادی از وقتی من نزد فرعون رفتم تا به نام تو سخن گویم او بر این قوم بدی روا داشته و تو هیچ کاری برای رهایی ما مد نکردی
Yeah, so the storm just got worse. Things are going downhill. And Moses goes to God, like, what are you doing? You told us to go to Pharaoh and tell him to let people go. We're doing what you said. And now everything is falling apart. Things just got worse. Yeah? What do you do when it happens? Yeah, when things fall apart. You go quit. Go back to the wilderness, tending sheep. No, you continue. You are doing what God commanded you to do. And you hang in there because you know that you will come through that. God purposed you to be in that place. You trust Him in that. He already had told you,
yeah,
I will set you free. I will set him free. And of course, we know that it took 10 plagues destroying Egypt. And the destruction of Pharaoh and his army. Yeah, for them to be free. Yeah, God had purposed them to go there. They had to go through storm. Yeah, finally they crossed the Red Sea and they were on the journey. They came through it. What do you do when you are doing what God has called you to do? But storms are heading your way. You trust the purpose that God has. You trust that He will come through. And you keep doing what He called you to do. Go to the book of Job. Job was a guy who definitely lived rightly before God.
Yeah,
he was at his time called the most righteous guy who was alive.
But then,
calamity struck. He loses everything. All his possessions, his children. His wife turns against him. Listen to what Job said. Job 13 verse 15. Job 13 verse 15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. He said, it doesn't matter what happens to me, even if God will kill me, I will trust in Him. If God is the one who orders you to be on the boat, if God is the one who told you to go on the journey, then the boat is the place for you to be, even if you're hitting a storm. Yeah, so how do you handle the storms in your life? The first thing is you trust in the purpose of God. Yeah, you have faith in God.